So there's a lot of information out there this time of year on diet and change and nutrition, and obviously ties in with resolutions, losing weight. It just gets crazy with how much focus there is on that stuff this time of year, but it is a good thing in the end. The problem is much of the information out there is misinformation. There's no miracle pill, there's no magic diet. It really just takes some common sense and hard work. And that's a little bit about what we talk about today with Kyle from Volley to Peak Nutrition. So Kyle joined us previously on the podcast in episode 124, talking about food to fuel backcountry performance. But today we're not talking about performance in the backcountry as much as we are just kind of everyday lifestyle stuff. So Kyle's gone through a massive weight loss transformation in his past. So he not only has the credentials as a registered dietitian to know what food does, he has personal experience before that schooling to really have firsthand experience knowing what it's like to go through weight loss. So whether you want to shed, you know, the few extra pounds just to be in mountain shape, or whether you have a serious change that you need to make, hopefully this short conversation brings some clarity to you and gives you some inspiration to make that changes this year in 2019. Let's dive into this discussion with Kyle from Volley to Peak Nutrition. Kyle, welcome back to the Hunt Backcountry Podcast, man. Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, so if listeners aren't familiar, we did quite a bit with you. Was that last spring, Kyle? I'm losing track of time already.
It was last May.
Last May, okay. So we had you on the podcast, and a lot of what we covered there was incredibly helpful to Steve and I personally. And I know that it's been helpful to listeners as well. So that was for us, that was going into the death hike where we took some of your advice and it made a huge difference. And then obviously in a hunting season. And then we worked with you to provide like a free guideline basically for planning for backcountry meals. And so that's some of what we've done with you on the podcast, and we'll link to that previous episode and that previous discussion. But just to back up even from there, if listeners didn't catch any of that, just go ahead and give us a quick, you know, like who you are, what you do professionally, day-to-day wise, and then what you do with Volley to Peak Nutrition.
Yeah, so day-to-day, I am a I'm a dietitian. I work here at a local hospital in Boise and have a variety of different things I'm responsible for, ranging from inpatient care to people that are on life support that still need nutrition after they've had some sort of, life changing event happen in their life, to educating newly diagnosed diabetics, to a whole host of different things, and managing patients in the hospital. And other half of my job is in the clinic, same hospital, but it's an outpatient clinic. So, you know, a lot of folks receive new diagnosis when they get admitted to the hospital or from their doctor, and then they need help managing that with nutrition for a number of diagnoses that can be managed with nutrition. So they come to our office and we educate them there. We also run a weight loss program at the clinic, so we'll, you know, do education on that bit of it as well as have a regular follow-ups with people and trying to get them to meet whatever goals it is that they want to meet. And that accountability seems to be the thing that they really enjoy and sort of makes the difference. With Volley to Peak, it is sort of a similar thing as the outpatient in that, you know, we do have services to help people lose weight, but it's also geared towards performance in the backcountry. So people that are a mountain athlete, maybe they're a backcountry hunter or a skier or an ultra runner or anything that takes shape in the mountains, planning for events specific to whatever sport or hobby they're involved in to perform well, to not just make it, but to excel and to do the best that they can out there. So we do some performance nutrition planning for things like that, as well as guys that are, you know, saying, hey, I've got a hunt in September. I'm nowhere near in shape enough to go hike what I think is going to be expected of me in, you know, the mountains of the West. So how do I get in better shape for that? So we'll help them dial that in, as well as guys who are saying, you know, I weigh 150 pounds. I'd like to put on about 10 pounds of muscle to do well whenever I go on my hunt or whenever I go do whatever it is in the mountains that I'm headed to do. Can you help me put that 10 pounds on healthily so it's actually good quality weight and muscle and not just, you know, a bunch of extra donuts and that I'm packing around my midsection. So a whole host of different things, but usually always aimed at whoever's involved's goal.
Yeah. It's wild just from that summary thinking about how important and how much of an effect nutrition can have. So you just talked about literally everything from losing weight to gaining weight to, you know, clinical diagnosis to, you know, end of life. Like, food and nutrition can play such a big role no matter what your goals are, no matter what your situation is. And that's part of the, I think I'll say the problem, if you will, in just looking at diets and things like, especially that this time of year put out there, is most of those aren't personalized and they are not always taking into account a specific scenario. Whereas what you do is extremely personal because you're working directly with an individual, not only understand what their goals are, but really to understand where they're at in life and all that. What would you, just to like bring some sanity, especially with this time of year, there's so much talk of, you know, diets and resolutions and what have you. What are like the big things that you would have someone focus on in general, instead of just going on some sort of like, I'm going to go like super strict keto, you know, for a crazy amount of time. Like, that might work for 6 weeks, but is that really sustainable? Like, help us sort through just that whole big picture of nutrition for the long term versus like, hey, here's a 30-day diet for the New Year's.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, the differentiation you make is definitely valid. So weight loss has become this very complex thing in people's mind, and I largely blame that on people who are in jobs like mine, maybe even without the credential, some hobbyist, let's say, suggesting that it needs to be this very difficult algorithm and there's all of these hidden secrets, and they're usually bathed in big terms like metabolic shift and starvation mode and all these really arbitrary terms that doesn't mean anything to the general public. So it creates this confusion among the general public as to, well, I need to pay someone to figure this out. And the reality is it's not that difficult. It weight loss in a nutshell, if you condense it down and you get very, very basic, is calories and either burning more than you use or eating less than you need to every day to lose weight, eating more than you need to if you're looking to gain weight. So the point in saying that is my suggestion, instead of going on these crazy low calorie, difficult to follow crash diets, is to find something that you feel like you can sustain, not just in 2 weeks, but 3 months and 3 years down the road. If you can do something you can do in 30 days, you should be able to do in 30 months as well. And if you feel like you can't, or if you find a program where someone's having you purchase anything at all, that's not going to be a program for you that's likely going to be sustainable. And by purchasing anything, I mean some sort of supplement, some sort of, you know, machine or anything for that matter. So finding something that you feel like you can sustain would be the biggest piece of that puzzle. And, you know, jumping back to the calorie part of this, you can have these quote unquote bad foods. Let's just say pizza as an example, because most people think that that's the first thing they've got to give up in a diet. You can have pizza and still meet your goals of weight loss. Now, something has to change, because you can't keep doing what you've done forever and expect to lose weight. So you have to change something. And so you could change, instead of having a whole pizza, maybe now you've got two slices, a decent salad with some sliced protein on top of the salad to make you feel like you've actually had something to eat. So you get your pizza, you're not having to steer clear of things that you actually like. The reality is pizza is your favorite food. You're not going to be able to not have that the rest of your life. So you're able to have things you enjoy in a reasonable portion and still lose weight and meet your goals. That's something most people are able to adhere to for a long-term period. Now, will keto work? Sure, it'll work, but will it work long term? I'm not interested in someone losing 50 pounds in 3 months if that means they gain 80 in 9 months. That doesn't make a ton of sense to me. So finding something sustainable that you can be consistent with is the hallmark of a successful weight loss program.
You not only have like the credentials, you've not only gone to school and studied all this, you've gone through this personally. Thinking back to your own journey, what were some of the big changes? Like, as you look back at that now and have gone through that yourself to lose a significant amount of weight and keep that off for years. I mean, just real practically, like, what are some of the advice that you would have from your personal story or just certain things that stick out?
So, you know, I think just being more mindful of it. I mean, when I started losing weight, I didn't have any schooling and nutrition. I didn't have anything like that. I simply started doing things that were glaringly obvious. Like, you know, instead of having a double cheeseburger as a snack, I would eat an apple. Instead, you know, I'd still would go out to eat. And pizza is a good example. Instead of eating half of a pizza or more, I'd eat a couple of slices and then maybe have a salad later. Instead of going out to eat and having, you know, a double cheeseburger with the biggest fry possible and a soda, I would get a single cheeseburger, a small cup of chili, and a water. And it was just those obvious things that were very uncomplicated. I didn't have a degree at that point, so it's not something that's not achievable for the average person. I mean, that alone, I think, if I remember right, I ended up losing something like 30 pounds just doing that. And then that got me interested in, okay, well, you know, I know an apple is better for me than a burger as a snack, but why? What happens in me? And that's what ultimately led me to enroll in school and become a dietitian. So I think just being more mindful, for one. For two, I would keep records. So I would write down what I ate, not necessarily, you know, calories and all these nuancy breakdowns of things, but so I could remember, well, I had, you know, this at breakfast, this at lunch, this at dinner, so on and so forth. So being mindful of it, I would say, was one of the biggest things that helped me. And that's kind of a general and very obscure term, but like I said, paying attention whenever I would go out to eat or eat at home, which led to, you know, I wouldn't, even if you pay attention at meals, it's easy to not lose weight if you're still picking from the candy jar between meals, if you're having, you know, a few gulps of milk every time you pass the refrigerator. So just being mindful not to do those things and to keep eating for a meal time as opposed to just this random act I do all day long. So that is what I would say initially got me going towards the right direction. And honestly, probably what would help most people lose the 10% that they would need just to be at a healthier weight to where they could say, I feel so much better. And, you know, you have people that want to lose more than that, and that might take a little more planning, but to just get that initial jump start and form some sort of a sustainability, I think that's a good place to start. And I would add too, accountability too was huge for me. So, you know, keeping track of what I was doing, having people, being able to talk to people about it. People would ask, you know, how has that been going? So I would answer that. So the accountability piece of it, I would say, was really important. And the folks who come to the weight loss program at the hospital and even Valley to Peak, everyone knows an apple is better for them than a cheeseburger for a snack. I'm not enlightening anyone to that when they come. But the thing that they have given me feedback on is the best thing that they enjoy the most is just the accountability portion, to know that they have to, you know, in the upfront stages, whenever you don't have a ton of control over it, it's nice to know you have someone to report to and to help you develop these new habits.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Most of us know what we should do. It's just a matter of actually doing it. And that applies to nutrition, but that applies to the ton of different areas of life, right? And so in the end, it's so much easier to go, the secret is out there and it's some sort of plan or it's some sort of device or a pill. And if I just find the secret, then it'll happen. When in all reality, there's no secret. We already know what to do. We just need to have like the discipline to do it.
Yes. Yep. And I mean, I, not to be redundant and jump back to something I had mentioned earlier, but it really frustrates me when you get these group of, I don't blame people for believing this because it's coming off the mouths of both credentialed and uncredentialed quote unquote health professionals. But it really peeves me when they start pitching this term that there's some sort of mysticism involved and that it's this complex algorithm and you've got metabolic damage. And they use all of these terms that I can tell you are simply not true. And it's made people believe that it's got to be this difficult thing. And if you pay your three installments of $39.95, then I'll be able to help you fix your metabolic damage. It's just not true. And so for people to just simply find something that's sustainable and make incremental adjustments, I'm fully confident that they'll find success.
That's good. The other thing you mentioned about just writing down what you're eating. I mean, when I did like a weight loss process years ago, I did track it pretty specifically with like my Fitness Pal. And I think those tools are great, but if people don't want to geek out on that, I think just writing down is some level of personal accountability, right? Like you mentioned earlier, just those little in between, you know, I don't even want to call them snacks. Sometimes we just graze eat, right? Between meals. And if you have to write down what you're eating, you have this like personal accountability of, am I really just going to go mindlessly grab something right now? Because now I'm actually paying attention to what I'm eating, I'm writing it down. And I think that alone, as you mentioned, can be a huge factor. So I think that's a really important, people might gloss over that when they hear that, but I think there's actually a whole lot to that. If you do want to, you know, shed some pounds, get in better shape for hunting season, if you want to start now, maybe don't go on the crash plan. Maybe just start there with A, making some really simple decisions, and then B, writing down what you eat. And I think that some people, if they did only that, would be pretty surprised with the results that they could achieve just from that alone.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's very enlightening when you begin to write stuff down and you think in your mind, you think, well, I'm doing so good. I've, you know, for breakfast, I had something healthy, lunch, something healthy, dinner, something healthy. And then you say, okay, well, start to track it. And then, you know, okay, well, I had my healthy breakfast, but then, you know, it's hard to log the two bite-sized Snickers, the gulp of milk, the five hard candies, and you start to see why you're not actually making any progress. So perception's not always reality, and then you start to track it and you realize what reality is and you find some places you can make changes really quick. I'd say another thing with the accountability and with writing things down, what that was a huge eye-opener for me was portion sizes. You know, I thought was a cup of rice was in reality like three cups of rice, you know. So I in the beginning stages, I would use measuring cups and learning what an actual portion size that was decent for me was really, really enlightening to me. And that was 10 years ago when I started all of that. And I still will occasionally get those out and use them to make sure I'm still within kind of what I think is good for me. Because it's easy to lose track of that, especially, you know, here, when you go out to eat at a restaurant in America, you're getting enough to feed five people sometimes, you know, according to portion sizes. So that was definitely really enlightening to me.
We could go on, obviously, talk for hours. One of the things that we're doing with this podcast and as we've talked about in the intro to this episode, even is really giving people access to winning different things, if you will. And this obviously isn't a gear, but one of the things that you're offering for the promotion for January here is to really work with someone specifically, directly, to come up with a custom plan for them, whatever their personal goals are. If it's, you know, they want to pack on some muscle, if they want to lose some weight, if they just want some planning strategies for their backcountry hunts, like you're going to work with them directly and personally, which is super cool. I just want to thank you for that. The other thing, which, you know, we mentioned in the beginning but glossed over, is you do have, and this isn't for weight loss, but this is more for people planning for hunts and other backcountry adventures. You've already given us a free guideline, basically, and plan with like a personal calculator that you can plug your specific numbers into and get some suggestions. So I just want to mention that. That's at exomountaingear.com/nutrition. So if you guys want to check out that for planning specifically for backcountry hunts or other kind of performance related adventures, that's there as well. Kyle, where, if guys just want to reach out, if they have questions, I know that you're just incredibly helpful. You're not trying to, like, you do have services, but you're not one of those guys that's just trying to sell something. If guys have questions, where do they go to learn about Valley Peak or maybe send a message your way?
Yeah, I'm a horrible businessman because I usually end up just answering questions for free rather than trying to sell packages. But I love talking to people. So it wherever you want, I have all of the social media stuff. So there's an Instagram. It's V2P Nutrition. The two is a number two, so that's V number two P Nutrition. Same for the website, v2pnutrition.com. There's a Facebook page as well. And so you can get a hold of me through any of those outlets. The email account on the website itself, if you were to send me an email from there, I'm a one-man show, so it comes to me, and I really try hard. I almost always respond within 24 hours, if not immediately, because I get excited to talk to people. So I'd be happy to, you know, chat with anybody if they've got questions or if they feel like a plan of some sort or an accountability source would help them, then we can figure that out. But yeah, if you need anything, I'd be happy to talk.
Cool. So this is off the cuff, but just to wrap this one up, you know, as you've mentioned, you've gone through this journey. What's on the other side of being healthy, right? Like, what's something that sticks out in your mind of the guy that you used to be versus the guy that you are now? And maybe somebody's hearing this and they, you know, they don't need to lose like this life-changing amount of weight, but like shedding those 10, 15, 20 pounds, like how do you feel on the other side of that personally, just to help encourage the guys who already know what they need to do? They just need the kick in the pants to do it.
That's a good question. One I've actually never been asked. I would hate to think where I would be if I didn't make change. I was, you know, 22 years old. I'm a short guy, so I'm 5'6" and I weighed 270 pounds. And, you know, sort of the kick in the pants moment was a Christmas morning where I was just having these immense chest pains, and you know, I didn't know anything about the healthcare field, but I knew that couldn't be good at 22. So on the flip side, 10 years later, aside from who knows where I'd be, there's no way I'd be able to do the things I enjoy now. Anything from definitely not be able to hike like I do in September or ski or, you know, do anything. I have a world of different energy than I had back then. Just to be able to sustain, you know, get me through the day from what time I wake up until I go to bed, the things that I'm able to get done, I would have never been able to accomplish those things. I would say it was the catalyst that gave me other disciplines in my life, which are, you know, not that I'm some spectacular person, but have made me who I am. I mean, I was a very lazy, unmotivated person back then, and that's changed now as well. So, you know, even 10 years later, it's something that I have to still give thought to. It's not like I can just go out to a restaurant and just be lackadaisical. The only way you sustain weight loss is to continue doing what you did to lose it. So it's not something I have to that I can just not give thought to, but it does become easier as time goes on. So you know, it'll be tough, and I recognize the difficulty up front, but I just would encourage everyone that does try to know that it gets easier, becomes more of a routine, and just to be patient with that instead of looking for something that's going to happen really quick.
All right, so as part of the podcast giveaway that you can win with Kyle happening in January of 2019, as well as another giveaway with our friends from Atomic Athlete, which you'll hear about in the next Monday Minute. Here's a bonus keyword for you guys. So if you go enter the podcast giveaway at exomountaingear.com/podcast, once you register with your email, you'll see like a little bonus keyword thing. Go enter the word consistent. That's the focus. Just be consistent this year in 2019 with your diet. You don't have to be perfect, but make good decisions consistently and you'll be surprised with the results. So go enter the giveaway, enter the keyword consistent. More importantly, be consistent this year. Get in tip-top shape to hit the mountains hard. We'll catch you next week.